gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. And in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to bring forth our repair guy. That's right, the person we go to if you've got a mechanical issue with your vehicle. Mark Evans, who is a ASE certified mechanic. He's also a former radio automotive talk show host, and he's a field producer for this show, works with me on my motor trim program as well. So if you've got a car out there or vehicle out there that's not running properly or not running at all, if you've recently brought it in for service and have been told some bad news, you have to spend lots of money that you don't have, Mark can do an over-the-air diagnostic check on your vehicle. And we're going to be doing that all throughout this hour of the broadcast. Also in this hour, we're going to bring you up to speed on some automotive news, and we're going to throw out a trivia question. As a matter of fact, as we've been doing a lot in recent weeks, we've been throwing out a trivia question right at the top of the hour. So why don't we do it once again? Whoever calls into this number, 1-800-259-9231, and answers the question properly is going to be thrown into the hat that holds all the winners. And then the man who owns the Busted Knuckle Garage, Mr. Warren Tracy, is going to step on up one of these weeks and pull out a winner. Our last winner in the state of Arizona got a prize valued in excess of $100. So that could be you. So let's throw out a trivia question right now. Which car company brought us the vehicle known as the Scirocco? Who made the Scirocco? The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Right now, we go to Idaho and welcome our good friend, Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Doing good, Bob. Hey, good to be back on Auto World and helping the folks with their car. They're cooking hot cars, I'm sure, this summer, huh?
Absolutely. We're going to pop the hood, and you've got the garage open, I assume?
I do. I've got my air conditioning tools ready to fix the air conditioner, Bob.
All the tools are out, and are you properly dressed? That is the question.
I am. You know, you got to have the shorts on and valley shirt on.
So, Mark, I would imagine this is the time of the year, as you pointed out, that lots of people probably come into your shop complaining of air conditioning problems. And what are some of the more common problems that air conditioners can run into as cars age?
Gosh, Bob, you know, one of the biggest things I hear a lot continuously this time of year, it's like one of the bands, see if you can, a little trivia here, see if you can name the band that has a song named after what I hear all day long, and people say, ooh, that smell, can't you smell that smell?
Oh, and I know the band. I got to think on it for a second. All right, All right, little trivia question here for me. All right, I know
that
it.
Smell. Can't you smell that smell? You know?
I know.
That's what I... I got you. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get it. We're going to leave it out there because I know the answer to this question. It's a southern rock band. So I know it. Is it Leonard Skinner?
It is.
All right. Very good.
Good job, Bob.
Excellent.
That's what I hear all day long, you know, every day in the summer is those two lines. And thanks to Leonard Skinner. And what, you know what that is air conditioning smell. And, you know, that's something that people, all of us, we park our car and our truck and we have our air conditioner on, it's working and all that, but come back out, you know, after going to the store or after taking a little short, quick lunch break at work, and we let the car or truck sit for just a second, Bob, and then we turn the air conditioner on, and we hear those two phrases, you know, that smell. And what is it? It's actually, you have an evaporator core inside underneath the dash. The air conditioning, the Freon, comes in from the compressor, which is hooked to the belt on the outside of your car on the engine, that pumps that Freon inside the car where there is an evaporator core. It looks like a little miniature radiator. And of course, a lot of the folks know that water puddle underneath your car is air conditioning puddle. Well, what that puddle is frost on your air conditioning lines. And So that evaporator core inside your heater control box up underneath the dash, it also freezes up, gets really cold, and there's a fan back there, you know, that blows the air across that little miniature evaporator core, blows that cool air out those vents at you. So when you run your car, you freeze the evaporator core up, causes frost, then when you shut it down, it sits there in that 90-degree plus heat, it melts the frost, and you end up with literally green spore mold on your evaporator core inside the heater control box. So next time you go to start it up and turn that fan on, ooh, that smell. So, you know, how you take care of it? A lot of us are sick with sinus problems, cold, or throat sore. And they're wondering, you know, why in the summertime am I sick? Why do I don't feel good? Well, you're sucking that mold, that mold and mildew green. I've actually taken those things. They leak, of course. You go in there and do repair. You take the heater control box apart, and you see all this green mold. So here's what, as a doctor of metal, Bob, get all our listeners here to fix that, do that smell phrase. Go to your discount stores. Grab a can of Lysol antibacterial spray. Antibacteria is the main key words. You know, Lysol would be a great sponsor for the show, too, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Lysol, you know, would be a fantastic sponsor for the show.
Yeah. I need Lysol on the sponsor, but I got it. But anyway, Lysol works really good, the antibacterial spray. Where do I spray it, though, Bob? That's the next question. What I want everybody to do is start the car up, turn the air conditioner on full blast, and right there outside underneath the windshield, you know, on the outside of the car, just take your eyes, follow the windshield down, you'll see these little grill vents, and that's where the air comes in. You want to spray Lysol. It won't hurt your paint, won't hurt anything, because it'll suck that Lysol antibacterial spray right down into that evaporator core, right on that green mold and mildew, and kill all that infection that you've got growing on your evaporator core, and then you no more of that that sentence, ooh, that smell.
Very
it'll be
good.
Gone, Bob. It'll be gone.
I hope so. Let's see if Richard in Massachusetts can be helped out listening on, no doubt, the business station AM 1060 WBIX. Richard, how are you today?
Fine. How are you all?
I'm doing fine. You have a question for Mark?
I have a question. I think I have an answer for your Scirocco, too.
Okay.
I believe that was Volkswagen.
Aha. You are correct. So we're going to make sure to have Matt get all of your information, your name, rank, serial number, your address and telephone number and all that good stuff. And we're going to put you in the running for great prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. We'll have you ask any question you like for Mark, and we may have to hold you through the break, but why don't you get started?
Sure. I got a 2001 Dodge Ram pickup truck that's got 65,000 miles on it. Speaking of name, rank, serial number, I'm in the military, so I bought it in San Antonio, Texas, took it over to Guam, went to Washington, D.C., and now I'm over here. My question is, I still have the original spare that's stored in the undercarriage. I pulled it out yesterday, filled it up with air. It looked okay, but based on the age of being 10 years old plus, should I replace it?
Well, you got 65,000 miles on the truck, Richard?
Correct. And it's on its third set of tires, but the spare is original. And it's exposed to the elements under the carriage, and that's my question. Because there's a lot of rust on the rim, like I said, the tire looks good, but my question is 10-year-old rubber, will it last?
Yeah. Well, what I would do, for sure, and you got the key words there, the elements and the rust, a lot of the condensation and moisture. What I would do, Richard, is take that tire down to the tire shop, even though it might look good on the outside, the rubber. Go ahead and have those guys dismount it, clean the inside of the rim, make sure that the bead's good, and if it is, you can still use that rubber.
Okay.
Hope that helped you out. Thank you, Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
We'll take more calls at 800-259-9231. We'll step aside for some messages right now. I'm Bob Long.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2050 or visit classicresto.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. We are back. We are live all across North America, and we appreciate you being here. 800-259-9231. The garage door is open. The hood has been popped, and Master Mechanic, ASE Certified Mechanic, our go-to guy when it comes to anything mechanically wrong with your vehicle. Mark Evans is standing by, properly attired. He's got his tools out. He's ready to go. He is ready to help you with your car problems. So if there's something wrong with your vehicle, not running right, not running at all, poor fuel economy, poor performance, bad smells. What's that song again, Mark?
Ooh, that smell.
All right. Maybe we should have the next person that calls in with a question try and give a little rendition of that. That will scare people away. But nevertheless, we'll also throw out another trivia question about the successor to the Scirocco and the Volkswagen lineup. What vehicle succeeded the Scirocco little three-door sporting coupe from Volkswagen? 800-259-9231. Richard joins us in Pittsburgh on WPYT. Richard, how you doing?
Steve from Pittsburgh.
Oh, Steve, I'm sorry. That was my fault. Matt told me Steve, and I wrote down Matt. So I don't know what I'm doing. Simple as that. That's a whole other story for another time. But you got a question for Mark? Go ahead.
Yeah, I have an air conditioning question. Okay?
Oh, wow. Very good.
Uh-oh.
Do you know that song? Do you know the song?
Oh, I know the song very well.
Can you want to give us a line or two?
Ooh, that smell.
What do you think, Mark?
He's pretty good.
And yeah, you can be Simon Cowell if you want. Go ahead. What do you think? Does he make it through?
Yeah, I'll let him go through this time, but he's going to have to give us step up to the plate next time again. Really,
you're going to Hollywood. That's the good news. All right, go ahead with your air conditioning question for Mark.
Okay, Mark, I have a 1997 Luma. It was my father's. He passed away. And so I'm have the pleasure of owning this car. It only has 20,000 miles on it.
Wow.
He never, he was retired when he bought it new in 97, and he didn't use it very much. But now I'm having a little bit of trouble with the air conditioning. The system in it is R12. Okay? And it's blowing cold air, but not like real cold air. Okay? Now, I took it down to this one garage, and a guy says, well, they no longer make the R12, that he wants to put that R134 in. And I asked him what was he going to do. He said he was going to evacuate the system and just recharge it with R134. Now, I have a problem with that because I have a friend that does air conditioning for a living. And he told me that the R134, the oil wouldn't mix with that R12 from the refrigerator, from the compressor, won't mix as well as the other oil, and he's only going to relieve the problem for now, but in a couple months, the compressor's going to lock up. So the problem that I have is, this guy's just in business, it's just to recharge the unit and make X amount of dollars, and then I'm going to be stuck later on because I need a new compressor.
Sure. Steve, now, this is a great, great question, and you're absolutely right. Everything you did state there, for sure. R12 is we can get R12 today, but it's on the black market. You got to go under kind of like illegal, and I don't recommend doing that. R12 is the best of the best of the Freon out there. It gets colder than anything, but anyway, the best thing to do is definitely retrofit your R12 system over to the 134. I do it a lot, and what you have to do is definitely you have to evacuate your system. But the second word, we evacuate everything out of the system, which is a vacuum, suck everything out. Then we flush the system, okay? And there's it's called an orifice tube. You pull the orifice tube out of there, and all that is a little plastic inline filter. You pull that out of there before you flush it. So just mention those words to your air conditioning man. Pull the orifice tube out. They flush the system with the right 134 flush. It cleans everything. It will not hurt your AC compressor. It cleans evaporator core, all the lines, the evaporator core inside, the condenser on the outside, the dryer. It cleans everything. All the components, flushes it out, good and clean. Then they put the PAG oil in there. And PAG oil is a special oil. Each system, your Chevy there, will probably run about 4 ounces of PAG oil. 150 is the special number I would use on that one. That's a weight. But 3 to 4 ounces of PAG oil, 150, and put 134 back in, and you won't have any problems. That system will run a long, long time. The best thing about our new cars and doing the retrofits to the old cars is that 134 that system 134 does not have the high pressures as the old R12 system. That's the reason, one of the biggest reasons that we all of us can drive into a parts store, whatever brand of parts store is around the corner from you, and we can buy, anybody can buy a 1 pound can of 134 and buy the gauge and install it themselves because the pressures aren't high and nobody gets hurt anymore. And that's one of the reasons why they did it, besides the ozone layer and the R12, you know, the freons killing our ozone layer. But just make sure that they flush it and get it clean, and you can do a retrofit. I do it all the time, every day.
But the second part of the question is, like I said, I have a friend that's in the air condition business, and he does have R12. Okay?
Oh, good.
But the problem that we're having is, since he's, you know, he does air conditioning for a living, but he doesn't do it on cars. So I can't get the fitting that fits on the suction line to mount up and fit onto his service manifold, his gauges.
Right.
So that's the problem. The second part of the question is, where would I get that fitting? I guess it's a regular fitting with some type of a reducer that would go onto a air conditioned hose. And every different parts stores are they want to sell me these universal kits, but none of the kits actually line up or match up with anything that I have or that I'm going to use. What do I do with that problem? That's the problem that I'm having.
Yeah, you're going to have to probably chase down a Snap-on truck and see if the Snap-on tool guys will sell you something like that. And you're going to probably have to find a Snap-on gentleman that's been in the business a long, long, long time, meaning that he'd had been in the business back when he was selling those R12 tools and fittings. I have those in my box, Steve. I've got those fittings in my box because I've been in it 30 plus years. So if you can't find the old Snap-on guy that's been around forever like me, then you're going to probably, I would have to just tell you to shop all the automotive shops that do it, you know, air conditioning, and look for the old guys there because they'll have what you need for sure.
Hope that helps you out. We appreciate your call. Don't be a stranger. Everybody else, call us up, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2050 or visit classicresto.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We got a trivia question out there, one winner so far in this hour, and it's kind of tied into that first question. Volkswagen had a vehicle named the Scirocco, named after the desert wind. They followed that vehicle up with a successor vehicle, and it began with the letter K, and it was around for a number of years. What was the name of the successor in the Volkswagen lineup to the Scirocco? That's the question at 800-259-9231. Mark Evans joins us, as he does quite often, and Mark fills in for me on the broadcast here from time to time as well. He's a certified mechanic, has a shop in Idaho, and he's got the garage door open, the tools out, and we're taking your calls. So if you've got a problem with your vehicle, it's not running right, it's not running at all, poor fuel economy, poor acceleration, bad brakes, bad exhaust, bad this, bad that, whatever, Mark can handle it all. Or if you've been to a mechanic lately and he just said you need to mortgage your house to fix your car, you want a second opinion, here's the guy, 800-259-9231. Mark, I got an email question here from Paul in Massachusetts, who would like to know about batteries. He says he owns a 2005 Ford vehicle, doesn't say what vehicle. He owns a 2005 Ford, and it's still the original battery, and he wants to know if he should replace it. He's worried about getting stuck someplace. It's a good point that the gentleman brings up, because sometimes I've had it happen to me. Batteries can just die unexpectedly.
Yeah, you know, they do, don't they? And it's a sad thing that that little plastic box under the hood, or some cars have them underneath the back seat or in the trunk, that one day you go out, it was fine just 10 minutes ago, but you go to start it and it click.
Yeah.
It's not that funny, though, Bob. You know?
No.
And Paul, definitely, Paul needs to, definitely, I would recommend for Paul to get rid of his battery, because of the time. It's 5 years old. 2005 Ford, 2010, we're in July, going into August. You've got 5 years on it. And most batteries from the back in that day were only 5 year batteries in the 2005 vehicles. So Paul's running on his warranty line there. You know, Bob's getting ready to fall into the lake and get wet. So we need to get that battery out of there and throw it away. And there's another little tip too that can help Paul and all our listeners is that on your batteries, you know, back in the day, Bob, we used to see those stickers on the top, and we'd take our little pocket knife, you know, and pop out the little number for the year that we purchased it, and take the other hole and pop out the other number for the month, you know, that we purchased it. And that all went bye-bye with the maintenance-free word. No more stickers on the top. Everybody just bought them and said, hey, great, I'm starting. I'm going down the road. But if you look on the side of your batteries, they'll only be on the side. If, you know, it's a box, one of those sides is a little sticker and a little round sticker. And that little round sticker, if it doesn't have the little round sticker, by law, they have to brand, literally like the brand in the cattle, melt in a letter and a number on that side of that battery. And what the letter is the month. And, of course, the number is the year. So, for example, we're in July, so if you go January, it would be A, so you just go down the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, until I get to G, and it's the seventh letter in the alphabet, that would mean July. So that, if you had a, Paul, for example, had a G5, that would be, it was born July 2005, and that tells you how old your battery is. And that's another thing, too, talking about batteries. Summertime heat boils batteries. Heat boils and kills batteries faster than the cold winter does. So usually that's the reason why, if you ask any parts store out there, their inventory base of batteries and their sales of batteries will be way up in the summer in July and August. And that's the reason of heat, the boiling of the batteries. One unique thing, too, Bob, share with our listeners around the batteries. Some people notice when they do their own batteries, or they notice before they took it to the shop, that their battery had like a little blanket wrapped around it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an insulator. And that's a good thing to have. Good thing to have is a blanket or an insulator from the factory. Sometimes when I definitely recommend to get the right size battery, go back to the OEM, original equipment manufacturer specs, OEM, that's what that stands for. Go back to the same size battery so you can still put that insulator blanket around the battery and also can still put the plastic shrouding around the battery that a lot of our cars have today. That keeps the sulfuric acid, the breathing of the battery, the acid from getting out and corroding any of the electrical wires around. A lot of the General Motors products had put the anti-lock brake computer control system right underneath the battery. So if you don't make sure that you don't put the battery plastic containing box back around the battery, what you end up having is my ABS light will come on because of the sulfuric acid is eating up the anti-lock brake wires,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera. So batteries are a big thing, and definitely I think all of us at all times, time gets away from us, and we forget that, you know, some of our folks might still be making payments on a 2006. And that's,
sure,
you know, that's okay. But it's 4 year old already and going on its fifth year, and they're right on their battery warranty line. So take a look at that. If it's a B5, B4, you know, that's the coding. Just look at which month and year it was born and get it out of there. Get a new one so you're not stranded. No fun.
Absolutely. David is our next caller in Maryland. David, you're up with myself, Bob Long, and our repair expert, Mark Evans. Hi, David. What's going on?
Hi. I was just calling to give a response to the trivia question.
Okay, sure. What was the vehicle that succeeded the Scirocco in the Volkswagen lineup? Began with the letter K.
That would be the Corrado.
Yes, congratulations. We're going to put you in the running for one of our great prizes from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Excellent. And let me ask you, while I got you on the line here, do you have a favorite new car out there? If you won the lottery, what would you buy?
I would say it would be either a Corvette I don't know. I haven't really put a whole lot of thought into that. I do like the Corvette, though.
Yeah, can't go wrong with one of those new Corvettes. I couldn't agree with you more. Excellent. Any mechanical problems with your present vehicle? What do you drive?
I drive a 07 Honda Accord.
And how's it treating you?
Very well. Very, very pleased.
Well,
I've been a Honda owner for quite some time, so.
Very good. Well, hold on for Matt, and we'll get all of your information. We'll throw you in the hat for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. 800-259-9231. The garage is open here. Speaking of garages, we're taking your mechanical questions. If there's something bothering you about your vehicle, if it's not running right, not starting right, if it's running too hot, if it's giving you air conditioning problems, if it's giving you electrical problems, if it's giving you exhaust problems, if you've got tire problems, you want the advice and the opinion of one of the top automotive mechanical minds in the entire country. Here he is right here with us now, Mark Evans, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Getting back to batteries, just one more question for you on that, Mark. Is there a rule that you have in the back of your mind? Should you keep a battery X number of years, 3 years, 4 years? What's the general rule, or is there one?
Well, I would definitely, when you purchase a battery, the key there, Bob, is always look at the warranty, see how long, how old the battery, what the warranty is on them, because that's how we buy batteries. Is it a 3-year battery, 4-year battery, or 5-year?
That's true.
And get rid of it right before the warranty, definitely.
And, of course, take into consideration your new car warranty as well. We'll take more of your calls, 800-259-9231. After these messages, you're listening to Auto World.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing. Claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're live all across North America. We appreciate you calling in at 800-259-9231. Mark Evans joins us, our repair expert, and we're taking your calls. If there's something wrong with your vehicle, we'd love to help you out, and we will take as many calls as possible as we have Mark for the rest of the hour. A couple of emails have drifted in as well, but first let's go to Angela in Youngstown, Ohio. Angela, welcome in. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks very much. How can we help you out?
Well, I got up this morning and my ESC off light is on and then my check engine light. And I had to travel to Harrisburg, so I stopped at like a Jiffy Lube. I thought, well, I'd get an oil change, mention it to him that I was taking a 268-mile ride. So he checked all my fluids, and I got an oil change, and so that he thought I would be okay to make the drive. And when I got in my car and got on the freeway, I noticed now my cruise control won't work, and I was just wondering what that has to do with my ESC light and my engine light. Other than that, everything else works. All my, you know, windshield wipers and my radio and everything else.
Okay.
Well, good, Angela. It sounds like you got a whole Christmas tree lit up there on the dash. Not good. Well, the ESC light stands for electronic suspension control, and some of those automobiles, you'll find an additional button there on the dash, or even actually right there, do you have a center console shifter that you might have accidentally touched the button to turn it on or off?
Yeah, the guy tried to do that and nothing happened. That I know that where that button is.
Okay.
It says ESC off button. But
yeah.
He tried
yeah.
to do that. The guy who gave me the oil change.
It could be.
And then the check the light was one other thing. And then the worst thing was not having any cruise control.
Yeah. It sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah, that cruise light comes on. Yeah, but when you go to set it, it won't let you set it.
Oh, yeah.
No good. That's no fun. That is hooked to a fuse, and it should be on the same circuit. So you might have a fuse that is actually popped for your cruise control, which would also turn on that ESC light. The engine light, check engine light, is a separate circuit, and that has to be, you have to have a computer scan tool in order to, find out why that light's on. That light is hooked to a lot of electronic sensors underneath your hood. So, most of the quick loops, Angela, a lot of them do have engine scanners, and they can plug into your OBD2 connector. And once they do that, you could have a speed control sensor out, and that'll turn tell your cruise control and your ESC to turn those lights on also. So real easy, quick fix. I know that, out there, I don't know if you have any AutoZones close, but I do know that they do scan for free. You just drive in there, and and they'll plug in and do a printout for you, and that'll send you down the right path of saying, hey, this scan tool tells me that my this TPS switch is out. It'll tell us what's wrong, and it doesn't lie. That's the neatest part about the engine lights and our scan tools. There's no human relations there at all. You just plug in electronics. They talk back and forth. Your computer talks to that scan tool and it prints out a little paper for us, all of us, to read and say, hey, look at that. We need to replace that part. So that's what I definitely recommend for you to do, because you're dealing with it's a good thing that your engine light is on, truthfully. And it's a good thing that'll send you down the right path of what part to replace.
Yeah, they're all talking to each other, and sometimes that also means electronic stability control, which is hooked into the anti-lock brake system, and it's just a bunch of electronic circuits that are not shaking hands. So take Mark's advice and get it scanned, and you should be okay, Angela.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling in. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Are you driving down the highway like Angela in Youngstown, Ohio? Something wrong with your vehicle? We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Another common question I got emailed to me since the last time you were with us here taking mechanical questions, a number of people wanted to know about wiper blades and the proper interval as to when to change them or not, because, some people don't change them, it seems like, ever, and other people change them quite often. Is there a hard and fast rule, so to speak, Mark, as to the best interval?
I definitely, Bob, it depends on the kind of weather that the car and the wiper blades are sitting in. You know, sun, heat, rot, and if you're up in Alaska, you got cold and snow and ice freezing them. But definitely once a year, and I'd always recommend to my customers, we like to do it before the rainy season hits. So kind of think of that whichever climate you're in, right before rainy season, you know, get my wiper blades done. And that's one thing, Bob, you don't really want to cut back on price. You know, buy the most expensive blades you can get your hands on, because the last thing you really want to do, I mean, hey, if I spend $25 to $30 for a set of wiper blades, $15 each, $30 is a lot better than buying a new scratch, you know. You got a scratched up windshield now because your wiper blade just scratched it. You know, so $30 for a wiper blade times, you know, 30 for two of them is pretty cheap instead of a $300, $400 windshield. And they do sell winter blades too. And they, you go down the wiper blade aisle in a parts store, and no wonder we get email questions about it because you get lost. You got dual blades, you got Teflon coated blades, you got, I mean, there's so many good big words there on these word wiper blades. And a winter blade is a blade that all the mechanisms, the arms, all the springs is covered with a rubber boot. So the rain and the snow and the sleet and the ice doesn't even penetrate. So, you know, the days of your car sitting out there, you don't have a garage or a carport, it's sitting out in the weather and it snows, you get out there and you got a bang and kind of your wiper blade arm is all frozen up. If you have winter wiper blades, then you don't have to deal with that. And another thing, too, is heat, sun. Teflon-coated blades, I do recommend if you really want to get some bling on the windshield, do the dual-blade wiper blades. In fact, I did that from a girlfriend, Amy, because she got tired of the arm going across the windshield chirping at her, you know, chirp, 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 chirp. So, okay. They got the squirrel under the hood, the belt squealing, and now the wiper blade.
Oh, you don't need that. Let's see if we can help out Russell, who joins us listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. Russell, thank you for calling in. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. My question is I have a 2005 Duramax diesel engine and a 3500 Chevy Silverado. And I wanted to know if it's worth, you hear all these comments, or people saying that maybe go with like one of these Black Widows or whatever to improve your gas mileage. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, that's an awesome automobile truck there, Russell. In fact, Bob and I, we've been on the ride and drives on those trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And got an opportunity to spin those back tires on that truck. And Russell, the one thing that when you're talking about gas mileage or quote diesel mileage, you know, you can Bully Dog is one brand that I know. I don't know if you're familiar with that brand. It works real well. And what you're doing there, Black Widow's another one, of course, like you mentioned. But the main thing is you're managing the you're buying a manager, and that manager is an electronic component control unit that's going to be managing everything concerning electronics, and a little bit more precise than what the manufacturer built for the truck. And so you're really not going to destroy anything. I know Gale Banks, he's got one out also. And what they've had to do is, of course, dissect that brand you're driving and say, what do we need to do to make our product work even better to give our clients, Russell, a good gas mileage, good diesel mileage? So I know Bully Dog is, I've installed some of those and had a lot of customers that dearly love them. Mileage goes up and horsepower goes up, they're hauling their horses and they're spinning the back tires and they're just happy all the way around. So I wouldn't be scared to do that at all, because I do it all the time.
Okay. I just didn't know if it would do some damage down the road or not.
Nope. You got a great truck there. That's definitely a truck that I've been behind the steering wheel, windshield time, pulling those big, huge, tall fifth wheels. And, you know, you don't even know that big fifth wheel's even back there. It's an awesome automobile. Great truck.
Right.
Well, excellent. Russell, thank you for the call. Mark Evans, boy, time just flies every time you're with us. We'll get you back with us real soon. Thanks for all your expertise here tonight.
Anytime, Bob. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you, buddy. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, more of Auto World is straight ahead. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.